There's been considerable debate recently about the impact of inflation and increasing interest rates on equity portfolios. Investors are understandably concerned that rising inflation will impact not only their monthly spending, but also their portfolios. Joining us to explore this is Wendy Myers, Head of Securities at PSG Wealth. Hi, Wendy. Good to have you back on again. What should investors be aware of when considering these factors against the backdrop of equity returns? And of course, I'm talking about inflation and interest rates.
Yes, thanks, Kieran, for having me on the show again today. So I think in theory, equities offer a buffer against inflation. Obviously, we know that a rise in prices should correspond to a rise in revenue. And naturally, this bolsters share prices. This could be offset, however, by a contraction in profit margins, because naturally company input costs will also increase, driven by inflation. But in practice, we find that the impact on earnings is varied according to different economic sectors, right? And it's the ability of those sectors to pass on higher input costs to consumers is really sets those sectors up for success, being able to buffer inflationary impacts. So really, what we find in summary, if we look across theory and across practice, as long as revenue increases faster than the input costs, then naturally profit margins will increase and translate to greater nominal earnings. But it's important to note that consumers will be under pressure when there's inflationary prices, and they could result in the consumer buying fewer products or at the very least curtail some of their spending. And then that would obviously see profits declining for those companies.
I think people would be quite keen to hear, are there certain sectors that are more resilient at times like this that are a hedge against inflation? What are the sectors that we should be looking at, or the asset classes?
Yeah, so there's a few sectors that we've seen, certainly in the past, that have performed well in the inflationary environment. So the energy sector, as an example, remember the energy sector is made up of oil and fuel companies. So typically, this sector has beaten inflation 71% of the time, which is quite an impressive statistic. And it's delivered an annual real return, so after accounting for inflation, of 9% per annum on average. Typically, the revenues of these types of companies are tied to energy prices, which is a key driver of inflationary indices. So that's why that sector in particular performs well. I think also another sector to consider is the real estate investment trust, or REITs. So they typically have outperformed inflation 67% of the time. They've posted an average real return of, only 4.7%, but it's at least a positive real return. And typically, to explain what a REIT is, we all know that it's a real estate asset. It provides partial inflationary hedge against those pass-through. It acts as a pass-through of price increases, because those price increases in rental contracts and properties get passed on to the tenant, and that's how that sector is able to factor in those increases. Another sector to consider is on the information technology side. These stocks are likely to suffer even more so because their promised future growth in profits are likely to be a lot less valuable in today's money terms. The bulk of their cash flows are expected to arrive in the distant future, and obviously inflation corrodes those returns. Financials, I think banks, on the other hand, have performed comparatively better than the IT sector, as their cash flows tend to be more concentrated in the short term. So I think if we summarize the various sectors, I think where there are inflationary pressures, and we are starting to see that inflationary uptick continue, equity prices fundamentally will remain volatile, but certain of the sectors will be able to absorb the impact a lot better than others. So I think it's extremely important to be very careful and deliberate about where you place your money in this environment.
Okay, so energy sector, certainly one to look at. Real estate investment trusts, another one. Information technology, not so good as an inflation hedge, apparently. Is that a pretty good summary of the sectors, that the good and the bad?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect summary, Kieran. Thanks.
Okay, now, so we've talked about inflation. Let's talk about interest rates and the impact that's going to have on equity portfolios, because worldwide we are looking at we're really on the start of the interest rate curve
increasing cycle.
Yeah, the increasing cycle. How's that going to impact portfolios?
Yeah, so I think we all know that a rise in interest rates negatively impacts equity prices as both businesses and consumers cut back on spend, right? And that causes earnings to fall and then naturally the equity prices pull back. So when we consider both inflation and interest and their impact on 2022 equity returns, you can understand why portfolios are going to be extremely volatile. I think it's important to note that the 2021 investment debate centered around inflation. What we're seeing now is interest rates are definitely the topic of conversation, more so in global markets where inflation has been benign for quite some time. And as a result, equity prices pre-2022 have been extremely robust, and investors have enjoyed strong returns in that market. Now, with interest rates on the rise, we are expecting a contraction of those equity returns, and hence an increase in the volatility. So investors have to be extremely cautious when deciding where to place their money. So I think, but in summary, it's important to discuss your portfolio construction, because we've learned about the various sectors that can be positive from an investing perspective in an inflationary economy, and those where your returns could be at risk. It's important to discuss the portfolio construction with your financial advisor, as they are best placed really to assist you in really constructing a diversified portfolio, which takes into account volatility and sets you up better for success in the future. And then I think in closing, Kieran, it's important to take a long-term view in investing, and that's certainly how we view the investing landscape at PSG.
Exactly. We're getting inundated with stories of people in the COVID crash of March 2020 selling their portfolios, which, of course, it rebounded within 2 weeks. And it just shows you the mistakes that can be made by chopping and changing your portfolio because of events that seemed dramatic at the time, but in retrospect are not. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, we often say investors should be cautious of trying to chase performance. And I think certainly as much as they panic on the down, then they battle to know when to get in, and they believe that the past performance of a share is reflective of where it's going to be in the future, which is not necessarily the case.
Okay, Wendy Meyers, Head of Securities at PSG Wealth. We're going to leave it there. Thanks so much, Wendy, for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me on your show today, Kieran.